be like, click here to enter.
Warning. Or like, cat lovers only, click here or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
So Heidi and I went on vacation to French Lick, which is like a casino resort area.
You went to a casino on vacation?
It's a resort area, but there's a casino there.
Right.
And it's in the middle of nowhere. French Lick, there's two places in French Lick. French Lick and West Baden. Baden. I always say that wrong. West Baden.
Yeah.
West Baden has like this domed like hotel. It's like pretty awesome. And it was like, this is made like in the 1900s, like before the Civil War and stuff. The 1800s. It's like crazy.
Right.
How long ago this stuff was. And like right after the Civil War is where most of them started like developing. And it was run by one guy, was a Southern sympathizer who ran the one hotel in West Baden. And then in French Lick, they were like Northern, like colonels and stuff.
That's true. You're in Indiana, like that, I guess.
Yeah, Indiana was North, but there were some people that were kind of Southern sympathizers,
right?
Or at least tried. So anyway, so the French Lick is where we stayed, and there's a pretty. This hotel's been around for a long time, and people would go because of the hot springs there. So, like, if they weren't feeling well, they would go and they would drink this water, this sulfur water, right?
Sulfur water, like sulfur.
The water had a lot of sulfur in it, and apparently that was really good. You know that time where people were just really focused about their health and stuff? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the whole Kellogg company and everything like that?
Yeah, but I think in general history, people have been like, there's been ups and downs about focusing on your health. I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
It's just different. It's just different things that they think are healthy or not.
Well, at this point, they thought drinking this water was healthy because it kind of cleaned you out, essentially. And so it's funny. It's like, well, when you went to one of the hotels, there'd be a doctor that would see you first.
Right.
And be like, okay, so you need to drink like 5 cups of water a day. And they had different springs. So there's like, okay, you need to drink 3 cups of water from the first spring, then a cup of water from the second spring. And then like a hot cup of water from the third spring.
Right.
That was what all the water's the same.
Totally based on science, I see.
It's, yeah, all the water's coming from the same thing. And then also since French Lick and West Baden, they were like competing. Like it was like, ooh, this water's better than that. It's right. All the same water, essentially.
Well, I mean, just go to the CVS and look at the case.
Yeah, that's true.
You got millions of choices of water.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, some have electrolytes in them.
Right. Exactly.
In any case, so the water at French Lick, they bottled it, and it was called Pluto water. And they were selling Pluto water up until like...
Why is it called Pluto water?
Because it was sulfur. So if you go there, the springs smell like rotten egg sulfur.
Like
and
how Pluto
is
smells?
The world... Well, no, the god of the underworld.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the deal. So it was Pluto water, and Pluto water was being sold until like, I think like 1940 or something, maybe 1950.
Hmm.
And then it was shut down by the FDA because the FDA said, hey, guess what the number one ingredient in this Pluto water is?
Mercury?
It's lithium.
Lithium?
And lithium. Yeah. Lithium is a whatever drug. And like they had enough that you had to actually have a prescription for it.
Wow.
So
that's like I don't know. I guess it's not true, but like they were like, you know, Coca-Cola has like cocaine in it.
Used to. Yeah.
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 Not currently. But
right. Yeah, don't say anything about Coca-Cola, man.
They got ears everywhere.
So they got shut down. They don't make it anymore. But you can still, it's a nice resort. So the point of this whole background is just to let you know. Oh, great. Now my computer's saying it wants to do some sort of thing.
Well, tell it not to.
I know. It pops up and tells me I'm going to do some sort of cleanup in 10 minutes. Like, no, thank you. Like, why don't I let this
cleanse?
Anyway.
You're talking about cleansing. The computer was like, you know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to cleanse myself as well.
So, anyway, the reason I talk so much about the backstory is just mainly say this is an old hotel.
Right.
And so Heidi and I got there and we said it was our first time there and they were like, ooh, let's give you like a premium – I'm going to give you a premium room. And so they gave us a room with a balcony.
Nice.
And you couldn't go out to the balcony because the door was locked and painted shut, but it was a really nice room.
It's the thought that counts, really.
It's the thought that counts. And so – but the thing is like when later that night it was like kind of spooky because this is an old hotel.
Ah.
And so, you know, Heidi and I went to bed and we went to bed late because, you know, it was fun and you know, we were doing things at the hotel and everything. We went to bed late. And so I woke up around, I'd say 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, can I just, before you start?
Yeah.
Did you, like, I believe I got you a ghost.
I know. I didn't take it with me.
Oh. That would have been the perfect place. Didn't I tell you to take it everywhere?
I know. I totally forgot to take it there. It was sitting right, the antenna is sitting right by my bed table. I just forgot to bring it.
Oh, man.
It would have been perfect, though.
Does this place have like a history?
Well, I didn't know the history of the ghosts that are there.
Oh, so there are. Okay, great. Perfect.
I didn't know the history until like the last day.
Right.
So in any case, so we get there.
Which is probably good for you because you said you've never wanted to go to a hotel with
ghosts. Exactly right. No, it's exactly right. I don't want to go to a hotel with ghosts in it. So we get there and so it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up and I wake up and I just feel like it's so bizarre. I felt there were people like in the room.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I just want to like clear this up. Mm-hmm. Do you normally wake up at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I have this thing where I usually wake up like I wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I either got to go, you know, pee or like sometimes I just wake up like my leg is hurting me or something. But this, I woke up and I didn't have to pee, but I just woke up and I felt like there were like people around.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You go to bed. Things kind of feel creepy because you're in an old place.
Yeah.
And then you wake up at your normal time at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not unusual.
And you feel creepy again.
I feel creepy again, right? Okay. So, I mean, all in all, it's not great. And I'm thinking to myself, I'd like to go back to sleep as soon as possible because I don't want to be awake. You know what I mean? Like, just in case anything happens.
It can happen as long as you're asleep while it happens. Yeah,
exactly, right? I don't want to see anything happen. So I'm keeping my eyes tightly shut even though I'm awake.
Right.
I'm not looking around the room. I'm just like, okay, I'm awake.
If you get under the covers, scientific fact, the ghost can't see you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm not really, I just feel like there's like people in the room for whatever reason. It's a bizarre feeling. And then I start feeling like there's a dog running around. I don't know why.
But what do you mean you feel like there's a dog running around?
I get the sense there's like a dog in the room for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't understand that. What does that feel like?
It just feels like that. You know how like when you wake up and there's a, like you just know that there's another thing. You like feel like there's another thing in the room. There's like a dog that's running around.
Did it feel like there's something on your bed? Like the dog was sleeping
here. Wait a second now. I feel like this dog is running around the room. And I'm like,
do you hear anything or is
no.
it just a feeling?
It's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. Like I sense it. So then I'm like, this is weird. So I'm like, forget about it. I don't want to. I'm just whatever. So I kind of like turn around. I turn over. And what I feel next, I actually feel this. I feel like something jumps on the bed and literally like lays on top of me. Like right like on my like shoulders. It's like something like either somebody put like a blanket over top of me or something is just like heavy laying on top of me.
Well. So you're telling what you're telling me is that it to you, this is what it felt like happened. There was a dog running around the room. It jumped up and laid on your chest, your shoulders.
The way I was sleeping, I was kind of like sleeping with my arm out. It kind of like laid on my arm and like back, like kind of like you would like snuggle up into your.
That oh, area. So you were on your side.
Yeah.
And it kind of laid on your back, kind of.
Yeah. On like shoulder and back. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, what on earth? Like, I'm starting now to like kind of freak out because this is the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest thing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe I have the comforter on. You know how, like, the comforter is, like, heavier than a sheet?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I just was having the sheet. So I decide, like, well, this is crazy. So I just, like, I kind of, like, move my hand and throw the sheets kind of off me. And it's just the sheet. There's no comforter. I'm expecting something heavy because it feels like there's something heavy.
But when you moved... Did anything else move? Did you feel anything else move? Or
It went away. Totally went away.
Now, can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
When was the last time? Because we have talked about this in the Shotcast before, about sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And it used to be where
this
people
was
thought.
This was not.
Let me just go through my thought. Used to be where people thought that they would have a demon on their chest because they couldn't move. It was tough to breathe, or it appeared like they couldn't breathe. And then as soon as they moved or got out of it, that totally went away. It seems to me that this is something similar almost.
You're right. Now here's the difference. I know what sleep paralysis feels like because I have it every once in a while.
Right.
This felt nothing like that. Nothing like that. It wasn't anything even similar.
Did you have
like the whole buildup and everything? Like, you know, like I wasn't panicked or anything. Like when I, you know, sometimes when you get sleep paralysis, you're like panicked because you can't wake
it's
up.
It's panicking. Yeah.
Yeah. This wasn't panic at all. This was like, okay, there's something heavy that's on me. It's weird, and I just want to get it off so that I can kind of see what this is. Like, I want this not laying on me right now.
How much did you have to drink?
No alcohol. No alcohol. Well, no, that's not true. I think I did actually have a beer, but that would have been like at 7 o'clock or whatever when we ate.
Did the dog, what you perceived as a dog.
Right.
Did it feel like when it was next to you, was it cold warm feeling?
Cold, warm. I just perceived pressure. Like something laying next to me. And it felt like something jumped up onto the bed. So I was like, this is weird. Like, you don't hear about dog ghosts, right? I mean, have you ever heard of a dog ghost or anything?
I mean, just in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right, yeah, right. So
that's the only dog ghost I know.
So after that happened, I was like, this is weird. And I did actually, I fell back to sleep. So then
seems surprising to me.
But then I would fall back to sleep.
Yeah, coming from a person who goes through, who literally is going through life up to this point, afraid, in fear, that he will find a ghost, see a ghost.
It's like my biggest fear, to see a ghost.
And now you didn't see it. You felt the presence of something
explain. I can't explain what it was. I honestly can't.
And you just rolled over and went to sleep?
Yes, I did.
Did it feel comforting that you don't have a dog?
No, it wasn't comforting at all. I rolled over and felt, and I was basically rolling over and saying, I need to get to sleep as soon as possible so this can stop.
You forced yourself to sleep.
I like forced myself into sleep because I was like, my eyes were. You've got to understand, like my eyes didn't open at all because I did not want to.
Oh,
see.
I wish you would open your eyes.
No, I did not. I did not want
that
to
whole
see
time.
Anything.
You were.
My
eyes
are closed.
Closed
I'm totally,
tight.
I'm like snake eyes. Like I was doing everything blind.
You know what I mean?
Like I just was. I was not. I did not want to see anything. Like that's the worst. Man.
So you didn't hear anything.
No.
You just felt something, and it was a pressure. It wasn't necessarily a cold, warm feeling. It was just pressure.
I don't remember a cold, warm feeling. I should have thought about this more. I mean, this was like a while ago. So the next morning, like, I wake up and, like, I don't tell Heidi anything because I don't, she was kind of freaked out about ghosts. And she said that she was, around the same time she woke up. Now, she doesn't wake up normally.
Right.
She woke up around 3 o'clock the same time and said that she had the same feelings, that there was, like, other people in the room. Like, and she was, like, freaked out.
Did she have a ghost dog?
No, she didn't.
Was she didn't. Jealous that the no, dog
I didn't
came
tell,
to you?
I didn't tell her until we were from the hotel.
At that point, she was jealous.
And she was the one that mentioned it to me that she was... She talked to me that she woke up. She couldn't get to sleep because she felt that there was, like, it was just so she was just, you know, all these things happening.
I'll tell you what, if we went to a hotel, Brie and I, and there was a ghost dog and it came to me,
yeah,
and not her, she would be mad. I guarantee you, she'd be like, even though she might be freaked out at ghosts,
yeah,
at that point, if we were looking and there was a ghost dog coming,
right,
and it came to me instead of her.
Yeah.
At that point, she would be freaked out. She wouldn't be freaked out anymore. She would just be pissed. Just
angry.
Yeah. Why is the dog going to you and not to me? I'm the one who all animals like.
Yeah, I don't think Heidi had one way or the other. I couldn't if she was jealous that I had a dog, the ghost dog, come to me. She did not let me know about that. So it wasn't until the last day that we then talked about the ghosts, because we went on a tour of the, the French Lick Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the tour, I asked the tour guide. This tour guide is not like some dude who works for the casino, the resort casino. He works for Indiana Landmarks,
right?
Which is a place that preserves old buildings and stuff. And this is a preserved building. So he was talking about it. And so at the very end, I was like, "Hey, dude, what about ghosts? Like, are there any ghosts?
Yeah,
like,
come on.
We're done staying
here. Let's get to the point here."
So he says he's not used to French Lick because he usually works in West Baden. And he said in French Lick, we talked about where we were staying. Heidi and I were staying at the what used to be the owner's private suite.
Oh, look at you.
They chopped it up into different.
They really did, like, you know, give you a bump up.
Oh yeah,
there.
We had the best. Like he said, like in the whole hotel, like we had the best. There's the best rooms because they chopped up the suite. So
right.
There's one room that faces one way, the other. Well, we faced the woods. Clearly, we had the best room in the hotel.
Wow.
He basically said that. Well, except there's the Roosevelt. You know, FDR was at the hotel, and FDR for the National the Democratic Convention, and there's the FDR suite. We weren't in that one, but.
Right.
But we had basically the best room. So, but it used to be
haunted,
apparently. But he says so. He doesn't know how many ghosts are in that hotel in French Lick. he said that there's probably some. But he
right.
said that so Indiana Landmarks for West Baden Hotel, they were wanting to do this haunted Halloween thing. So they get get the Indiana ghost hunters.
Right.
There's an organization, the Indiana Ghost Hunters, and they
right.
Indiana Ghost Hunters came out and they counted 130 some ghosts in West Baden.
Wow.
And I said, how do you count a ghost? What they do, like, apparently they have, like, they just use divining rods, and every time it, like, crosses, there's a ghost.
Ah, yes, so
they just,
of course.
They just counted how many times it. But he said the bizarre thing is when he there was a story of this little kid ghost that's in the hotel, and he just he would tell that story every once in a while when people would ask about ghosts. But
in your hotel?
No, in the other hotel.
Oh,
now the hotel's around the same time. So in the other,
yeah, but it doesn't mean they have the same ghost. That's I want to know about your hotel.
I don't know. The only thing I know is that there's no one can tell me accurately how many ghosts are in the French Lick Hotel, and both places are registered as haunted.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the thing. Like, officially, no 4-star or 5-star hotels are haunted.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means, like you can't say you're – if you have a 4-star or 5-star hotel, it's not haunted. You can't say it is. But both are registered haunted in all the guides, like all the haunted guides. And the Indiana Ghost Hunters say it is haunted.
Right. Well, if they say it.
Well, they're the ghost hunters.
Right, of course. You know,
I mean, they specify, they're in Indiana.
Right,
but
they have divining rides that cross every time a ghost
they
appears.
They know. I mean, who am I to say? But anyway, in the French Lick, I'm not sorry, in the West Baden Hotel, there's this ghost story of this little kid. And so one of the tour guides from Indiana Landmarks was taking pictures. This was back in the time when you took a picture and then you didn't know what was on it until you got it developed.
Right.
So back then, there was a picture, and they took a picture of the restaurant just because they were taking pictures to get them developed so they could show guests and stuff.
Right.
And clear on one of the pictures, there's clearly a little
clearly.
Kid. Clearly a little kid in right. the picture.
Clearly.
And so that's so our tour guide was convinced. He didn't take the picture. He saw the picture.
Right.
And he says he's convinced that there are ghosts in West Baden.
Well, hey, he works now, for, you know.
I mean, he's not an Indiana ghost society. Hunter. He's this historical dude.
Right.
So
he
anyway,
doesn't have
so
an agenda, obviously.
No, well, he didn't talk about ghosts until I brought it up. Like, that's the only reason why he was talking about ghosts, because I asked him about it. And I did not tell him about my experience. In fact, when he asked, he said, hey, did you see any ghosts or feeling? I said, no, of course not.
Right. What am I, crazy?
Yeah. What am I, crazy person? You think that like ghost dogs would jump on my bed all the time?
Right.
No, of course not.
I mean, obviously, there's no ghost dogs in that
room. Yeah, who
room.
Said anything about ghost dogs? You're the one who brought it up, not me.
See, now you have to go back and actually see if anybody else has said anything about a dog specifically. See, then now I'm if somebody else would say something about a dog specifically that's been in that room without prompting, any prompting from you being like, hey, was there a dog? Did you feel a dog? And they'd be like, well, it could have been a dog. Not like that. I'm saying like, hey, you've been in that room. Did anything happen? Yeah, felt like a dog. Okay, then that would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that because I really don't want to have any ghosts.
Yeah, but that's
like, this was not something I want.
Listen, you're in it. I'm sorry, but you're in it. This is not something you can just not do anymore. This is something that you've experienced, and you're there's no
weird.
Going back.
It was weird, man. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm just saying, like, it was a weird thing, man. It was really weird.
Why did I get you that ghost hunter thing if you're not going to use it?
Well, if I would have walked into that room, used the ghost hunter thing, and it would have been off the charts, I'd have been like, I don't care if this is the best room in the hotel. Give me the worst room.
Right.
If this is the best and it's haunted, give me the worst.
Right. Well, the worst might be even worse. I mean, maybe
that's
the
true.
Best
maybe
room
the
is the one that's least haunted.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, like, it was just a really bizarre experience that I had never not experienced before. I'd never experienced anything like that before.
Would you go back?
I would be nervous. I mean, look, that was the first night, and I slept the second night. Nothing happened on the second night. Nothing. And I was kind of prepared for something, but nothing happened the second
night. Okay, so what would you do? The second night. Okay, let's just say this. Second night, you're asleep. All of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up. You feel like something's there. What do you do?
Right. This time I would have said, I would have told Heidi to deal with it. I would have had no problems with waking Heidi up. I didn't want to wake Heidi up the first night because I thought she was asleep.
Right.
She wasn't, apparently. This time I would have been like, hey, Heidi.
Well, okay. Here's
kill the ghost again. Take care of this. I'm going to hide underneath the covers.
But you had an action that you did. You flipped the covers down, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Does she remember?
I was expecting a lot more. Like, I honestly thought that, like, because it was heavy, I thought there would be
right.
more stuff.
But this is what I'm saying.
It.
Does she remember you flicking the covers down?
No.
If you were both wake at the same time, then she would remember if you flicked the covers.
I know. That's what I couldn't understand either. She did not remember any of that.
This is starting to sound fishy.
Well, we didn't really discuss it too much because we were just kind of like, you're both kind of like, hey, you know what? This happened. Let's not talk about it.
No, you gotta. What you gotta talk about? I mean,
it's ghosts, man. I don't want to talk about ghosts.
Well,
Heidi's not into ghosts either.
Well, it's too late. You guys are now into ghosts. Like, that's happened.
I mean, I don't know what it. I'm not. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what it was exactly. Maybe it was a ghost. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I was asleep the whole time, man.
Well,
All I can tell you is, like, I thought the first thing I thought was sleep paralysis, whatever.
Paralysis, yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of. But then I was like, it's not, because I know what that feels like.
Did you feel like you could move, though?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't want to move at first because I was like, this thing's like laying on me. Like, I don't know what is going on.
Right.
Like, it feels like a dog is laying right next to you. You know how dogs snuggle up with you and they put their head on your shoulder and everything?
Oh, yeah.
That's essentially what I was feeling. I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, I don't want to, like.
Bree would have been so jealous of me. If the ghost dog would have snuggled up with me and not her.
I mean, I was just like, this, it was bizarre, man. I don't want ghost dogs snuggling. I don't know why I attract ghost dogs. I mean, I don't know what it's about.
Well, I really wish you had opened your eyes, because I really want to see what was there. Like, I want. That's the thing. Like, was it a ghost that you could, like, are there obviously different types of ghosts, like ghosts you can see and ghosts you can't see. But
can you imagine, like, if it was like a small child? That would have freaked me out officially.
I think anything would have freaked you. If you would have opened your eyes.
No, ghost dog. You know what? I don't think I would have minded a ghost dog.
Okay. Well, if you would have opened up your eyes and saw a ghost dog, you'd be like, okay, this I can live with. If you would have opened up your eyes and saw a small child, like.
No, I would have peed the bed. There was no way that if I wake up and see a ghost child sleeping next to me, that I don't.
I'm not talking about sleeping next to you, like looking at you. Like there on the side of the bed, you open your eyes and suddenly there's the ghost child right there.
Yeah, I would have that's the freakiest thing I can think of. I told you, ghost children are the worst.
Right.
Ghost children are the worst.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle that at all.
Oh, man. I wish you would have opened your eyes.
No way, man. They were so tight. I was like, as long as I don't see it, it doesn't exist, man.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I can't believe you didn't bring your thing. You were so unprepared for
I wasn't prepared
a ghost.
For it. It wasn't prepared. I know. I was not prepared.
That's when get you, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See, the next night I was like, okay, there's a possibility of a ghost dog being in here. Let me be on guard. Nothing.
I still want to know what you would have done. That second night, you open your eyes, ghost dog, what happens?
I'd be more prepared for it. And a ghost dog, I don't think, is as scary as a ghost child or a ghost in general.
Would you have tried to call it to you?
No.
Like, you open your eyes and the ghost dog's like there.
Yeah.
Would you be like
right now, how far away? Is it on the bed with me?
No, it's not on the bed. You're on the bed. It's like by the balcony, let's say.
Okay. Like wanting to go out, like scratching to go out.
Yeah. Would you like go over and try to open the door's not open, but would you try to go over and say, you know, you can't get out or?
No, no.
You wouldn't have gotten out of bed.
No, I would have put the covers over my head.
Man, I think I'd be tempted to kind of like, if it's a dog, if it's a person, if it's a child, I don't think I'm going near it. But
yeah,
I think
see,
you're right.
Different.
I think it's a different with a dog. And I think I would try to like do something with it because,
yeah, you know what?
At that point, the dog would have, if the dog came up and snuggled next to me night one, okay, there's a relationship there.
Yeah.
There's some sort of trust.
Yeah.
Second night, it's not going to turn into a hellhound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. If the dog is there by the door, maybe I do get up. Maybe I open the door to the outside, to the hallway, and let it out that way.
I mean, maybe that's all it wants to do. It's haunted. Maybe that's why it's haunting the thing. You could have like, see, and the whole thing. That's probably it, right? The balcony is painted. Well, why would it go out the balcony? I guess that's the flaw.
Yeah, I don't know why it would go out the balcony. Yeah, you know, but I'm just saying. Because
so you
here's the thing, like if you go to if it's a ghost child by the balcony and you go over there and try to open the door, like as soon as you get close, that's when like the ghost child's like face distorts and becomes like all crazy, or like its jaw becomes like super long, or its eyes like distort.
Right.
Like, and then that like freaks you
and
out.
Then
totally
it pushes you out the balcony. I mean, that's...
Yeah, then it pushes you out the balcony.
Right.
Ghost dog doesn't do that.
I mean,
best friend.
It's probably a good thing the balcony was closed and locked. I mean, that's...
Maybe that's why the balcony is closed and locked. I'm right. thinking it's because so people don't go out and, like, jump or whatever. But no. maybe it's so the ghosts don't
push
throw
you
people over.
Over. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't open my eyes. It wasn't a dog. I bet it was a ghost child.
No, it's if you felt like it was a dog, it was probably a dog.
Felt like a dog. Felt like a dog.
You have... What you have to do is you got to find out if there was some sort of, like, mass fire or, like, murder or, like...
There were no fires. In the other hotel, there were fires. And see, the other hotel was used as a mental, not a mental hospital, but a hospital for the sick and wounded in World War.
Yeah, of course.
One. And so, I mean, like,
that's
there was
guaranteed
like
ghosts.
The other hotel is clearly has ghosts. French Lick has ghosts, but I don't know what kind of ghosts.
Maybe this is where the ghosts go to vacation.
Yeah, maybe they're just out to have some fun. They're tired of haunting over in West Baden. They come over. I don't know.
All right. Well, please bring the ghost hunter machine thing that I bought you places. Then you won't have this problem at all.
Yeah. Well, no, I still have the problem. I'm not changing rooms.
Well,
I still have the problem.
At least I'll be prepared.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be prepared.
All right. All right, well, that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.